I should know the day. December 20, 2012. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Uh-huh.
Watch for Pedro show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mike Watt.
And I'm coming on the I don't know what you call it, fortuitous double nickel on the dime D-Day.
Right on.
The 5-5. And so in the honor of that event, maybe it's the last event, if everything goes to plan tomorrow.
Yeah, this could be the end of it.
You know what? I think it's an odometer thing, though. Yeah, you just flip the calendar.
Yeah, yeah, just like any other calendar.
Then, yeah, the Mayan cats knew where it's at. Big time. You know they knew zero.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this?
They had no wheel, but they had a round clock. What's up with that?
Yeah.
round calendar.
Nobody thought of putting it on the fucking axle. That was the problem. They didn't have an axle. They had the wheel. Who was on last time? Did we talk about that? That they had zero.
Yeah, I think we were.
Like the Romans didn't have the shit. Right. They were way ahead. That side of, didn't get it till Muslim Arabs came. Something to hold a place. Mm. So that's why their math is so good. That's why their year was 365 and a quarter days. Mm. Everybody else was going by the moon and there's kind of fudgy. Mm.
Yeah, I was watching some...
They had a moon one, too, but their sun one was, like, right on with ours.
I was watching this talk with this Mayan guy, and man, that physics that dude knew, and heavy math, and his talk was amazing to tripping this guy who's...
Wow.
Like, you'd think he looks like some jungle dude, but...
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
They said it might have been different. It might have been a little more fertile for growing, but they did kind of, like... soaked up the land too much is one of the reasons of their demise. For the longest time, they didn't know how they disappeared. But there was some war involved. They did find some evidence. Whoops. For a long time. What? Talia.
Hey, Talia.
You coming? Okay, I got something for you.
Cool.
I already gave Brother Matt his.
Yeah.
Wow, you're coming. Okay, see you soon.
Bye, Talia.
And you guys heard... Coltrane, that's when my leash is getting tugged. I should say that we started off the show with John Coltrane, with Duke Ellington doing Take the Coltrane.
Yeah.
Trippy record he did with him in a great little tune. And then Tiny Tiny by Sawako. But yeah, amazing about this. And everybody getting heavy about end times. Now, solstice, shortest day of the year. Mm. But it's the big turnaround day.
Yeah,
because after that, the days get longer. In fact, I was reading up on it. In some cultures, it was the starvation period. It was the winter, the dead of winter.
Yeah.
So it was the big hope. Speaking of cold, Brother Matt didn't know. My sister told me when she got me from the airport this morning. Lancaster, that's the upper desert, about 100 miles from here. And 14 degrees.
Damn.
18 below, freezing. And for Cali, yeah. In the Midwest, I think one of the... I should tell you where I was this morning. I was in Oaktown. You were talking about that, too. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was up there in Post-Consumer Studio to record the Second Hand of Man band album. And the guitar man is John Dietrich, and his family is from Wisconsin, so he's going there to visit.
Oh,
of course,
man.
Yeah, he's in O'Hare. That, there's no flights going out there. It snowed.
Damn.
But for SoCal, 14 degrees.
That's pretty darn cold.
Yeah, that's cold. And it's kind of mountain. It's kind of upper desert. Mm. But still, that's cold. Man. Has it been cold here in Pedro?
It's been very cold for Pedro, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I had to crank up the heater.
Really? Whoa. Wow. So, still we're spoiled cold.
Yeah, way okay. Spoiled. Yeah, weather
not nothing on the Midwest and East Coast, brothers. I even heard there's some ice storms in Alabama and Georgia and stuff. So, everybody bear with the weather. This is what the thing was about the solstice, and it was kind of, and probably the origin of like the winter celebrations, like...
Yeah, people who have seasons, it's a whole different weather relationship.
The old days of why Christmas was celebrated, not before, when the Romans did it.
Oh, get some joy.
And the Yule log, you burn this log, maybe even pagan days. Nothing against anybody's science fiction novels or whatever.
Favorite stories.
So, yes, stories. Interesting stories. But there was something connected with the nature. Mm. This was the turnaround. Mm. Like, there's going to be a spring.
Yeah.
That's probably when he was born, they think.
If you really kind of work it out from the stories, he was probably born in the spring, which makes sense because that's when his, you say Easter, that's another Roman name.
Yeah, start a new season though.
Right. And he got to come alive again. So, but that's the way nature works after almost dying in winter.
Yeah, that's really
it comes out. So this was the turnaround day, the solstice. So you could get all like heavy on it. Oh, it's the end, but not really. You wait it out and the day's going to, and then the longest day is the other solstice in June.
Right? Yeah, so this, cycles. Kali Yuga, there was the Golden Age, Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age. So then we go back to Golden Age now, right?
I hope we get to leapfrog Plastic Age.
Age of Aquarius. We don't need a Plastic Age.
I hope we leapfrog
Pharmaceutical Age. Pharmaceutical Age might be interesting.
So, just like in Austin, I never left the pad. Now, that was 2 years ago on the way to Stooges, because I stopped there for 3 days. We did that first album. I got to bring some of that, because I don't think I've ever played any on the show.
I don't think so.
It's trippy stuff, and I want to give you one, too. Oh, I gave Brother Matt a gift, by the way.
Yeah, I got the bobblehead. Stoked. Very stoked. Thanks. Yeah, I was going to ask
actually,
you,
I think it's a little variation.
Cool.
I think they're called Throbblehead. What's the box say?
The rocks.
The box has got the picture that it was modeled after. And this is a real gig. This is a real gig. And the guy got my face with the rubber face going. Yeah, it actually doesn't say that. It says Agronautics. And I think this is at the Redwood. I think Eaglesun took this.
Awesome.
And this is a... Look, they got the germ circle. I mean, it's down to that day. Have you seen it yet?
I just watched that show last night.
I think it's got my keys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you were there. It was when the fucking Warped Tour was in Carson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
Remember, it was in Carson? What was it?
Yeah, Pete took a picture there, I remember.
Yeah, what was it at?
On the parking lot. The parking lot outside of the Home Depot Center.
That's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Miss Peak, or Mrs. Peak, her baby's 3 months. This is her B-day, that's right. Oh, fuck.
Happy birthday,
this is how
Peak.
I met her. Yeah, Mrs. Peak. This is how I met her. She would call me up out of nowhere. I'd get these calls from this lady on my B-day. Hey, we share this B-day. I think she was living in Portland or something. And then when she came to SoCal, now she's in Strasbourg, France.
The baby.
Yeah, I think his name is Rock. And Bill. Yeah, his name's Rock, and he's 3 months old. She told me she wanted to get the pictures done from the tour.
Oh, right.
She says her hands are full. She says a little one is
it's a whole new world.
It's a heft. She's got to heft it.
Hey, he calls the shots now.
She says he's getting interested in things, though.
Yeah, now he's getting cool. He's not just he's getting some personality.
Yeah. Man, I gotta meet the cat when he gets older. Interesting. But, going back to this Hand to Man band, this time I stayed in the pad too, but I didn't wear Jinbei. It was a little cold up there, so I brought my nightwear. And, same thing, Tom McDonald's, John Dietrich, but different drummer. Instead of Tim Barnes, we had this guy, a friend of John's, again, named Michael Guarino. And, it's very interesting. It's kind of same theory, you know. Go at it, loose language, and then
they'll figure it out.
Yeah, you providing clay and shit for their pottery week.
Wow.
And John's amazing at that shit. You know, and Tom too helps him with the editing, and some of the most. I mean, sometimes it's like that with session stuff. You don't know what's going to happen. That's like for a pop song.
Mm.
This is way different, man. They're good works of art. And so we went at it, and very interesting. He played a dobro this time that had a pickup he put in it. And Tallon played a Rhodes this time instead of a piano. And I borrowed a cat named Vern. Actually, I caught his pad last term. Me and Brother Matt were talking about Oaktown and how it's changed. And it kind of happened when Charlie Brown was the mayor there.
Yeah.
And it's really come around.
He brought in the arts and got some stuff happening.
Right. There's a new club there I played called the New Parish. I saw Yoko Ono play the Fox Theater there. It's interesting. It's like a renaissance or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they almost lost the baseball team last year. They were supposed to move to San Jose.
That's right.
Yeah, I think they're going to get to stay.
Good. And, you know, I think the Golden State guys play there.
I think so. Yeah, the Oakland Coliseum there.
I think it's called Oracle or something.
Yeah.
It's round.
Yeah, saw the dead there.
On the way to the air. Really?
Yeah.
On the way to the airport, you pass it. I think they're getting a BART finally to go to the... so you don't have to take a bus. I don't know. It's very interesting. I had a good time. And I got here this morning and went straight to Prac with Raul and Tom because tomorrow we got some... We're trying out these songs we learned, you know, and... Mark D. Piazza wanted to celebrate my B-Day a day later, but this time around it wasn't on a Friday or Saturday, you know.
So. You've had a few birthdays over at that place, eh?
Yeah, I have. I mean, on the day, but this time he said, wait till Friday. And I think Ziggins, Trotsky Ice Pick, I played with them like 20 years ago last time. Yeah, it's got John Tally Jones from the Urinals and Cal from the Urinals and a bunch of cats. Interesting band. Ziggins I haven't played with in a long-ass time either. I think they were a Long Beach band from years ago that went to the Inland Empire or something. I don't know. Like, I'll be able to catch up with them. And then I got the stuff together. Now, what we're going to do here, since, you know, these moments don't come all the time for me, especially matching up with probably the best record I ever played on, we're going to play you all of Double Nickels on the Dime.
Yeah.
And coming up right now, we're going to... give you the first two sides, which is side D, and I was on the other side, side Mike. This is Double Nickels on the Dime. This is not the CD version. I came over here, it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a few years
back. And used one of his bitchin' turntables to digitize this thing. Because there's no real, the CD isn't really the album. A lot of songs had to be cut in those days. It's 82 minutes altogether, and you couldn't do that in those days. And there just never has been a pure...
Yes. So many people who've been just listening to that CD for years didn't even maybe know that they didn't hear the complete deal.
So let's give it to them. This is Brother... This is Brother Matt on
the Dime. Yeah.
This is Double Nickels.
This is Brother Matt right on the Dime. Yeah, this is Brother Matt's favorite record of all time.
It's Double Nickels on the Dime, the first two sides, side D and side Mike, here on the Waffle Pedro Show. Brother Matt, let's give it to him.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. is leaf-like. You and me, baby.
on your feet. Who will make the clothes that you wear? Who will take the promise that you don't got to keep? Don't doubt it ain't you or me.
This monitor's a ride with petition. Must look like a dork. Me naked with textbook poems, bound against the Nazis. The weird kind of sex symbol. It features that our big dancer. If we heard more to jail, we cuss more in our songs and cut down a guitar solo. So dig this big crux. Organizing the boys got their murderers wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat point. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. I beat a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big. At the wholeness, it's way too big. Thank you.
conditioning, will lose their meaning. Toilet starts flushing, sets me off again.
tub caulked. It caused both downstairs bath ceilings and walls to be soggy. The tub has to be properly caulked prior to any showering. Walls are drenched. Both roofer and plumber here. I had to pay for 2 service calls. Water drips from all around. Kathy's ceiling. My ceiling. Don't use shower. Don't use shower.
So have you still been going to school?
Bought from Pedro Show. That was the first two sides of a four-sided double album called Double Nickels on the Dime by the Minuteman. And I'm coming up on the end of the first hour of the December 20, 2012 edition Wad for Pedro Show, Double Nickel B-Day edition. And there's a lot of song titles to read, so I'm going to have to read them beginning of the next hour. Okay? And then we're going to give you the next two sides, or the final two sides, side George, side Chafe. So hold tight for hour two. December 20, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. And I'm going to give you the titles of what you just heard in the first hour, which was the first two sides of the double album, Double Nickels on the Dime by the Minuteman. Side D had Anxious Mofo, Theater is the Life of You, Vietnam, Cohesion, It's Expected I'm Gone, Number One Hit Song, Two Beads at the End, Do You Want New Wave or Do You Want the Truth? Don't Look Now, Shit from an Old Notepad, Nature Without Man, and One Reporter's Opinion. God, it was trippy. Every time I read one of these titles, I know the whole story. Yeah, it's true. And then we heard Side Mike, which was a political song for Michael Jackson to sing. Maybe Party in Wahell, Toadies, Retreat, The Big Voice, God Bows to Math, Corona, The Glory of Man, Take 5D, My Heart in the Real World, and finally, History Lesson Part 2. And now what we're going to do is going to play you the next two sides, which is Side George, Side Chafe. Minuteman, Double Nickels on the Dime, came out in 1984. Part of it was recorded at the end of 83, and the other part was the beginning of 84. But it came out in the summer of 84, I remember, just in time to miss our Campaign Trail 84 tour. a lot of excellent planning on our part. But here you go. Side George, Side Chafe, Double Nickels on the Dime, and the Minuteman.
Expressions.
five dimensions, lost in the way. Absolute the course, which instinct betrays. Sell gems, hit burlesque and flaw. Fuck all the instant, challenging the time. To the observer, plagiarizing hands. The lines are drawn.
us are so cold. Crimes are on our heads. Are we ignorant and blind? Afraid to swallow our nothing indeed.
How can I make an outline of myself? Where's the guideline for the profile for my country? How do others see me? I'm worried. We'll be right back.
Deny it. Remember Jesus and the King.
Naked man. Takes time. A little bit. A little bit more. The effort's worth it. Feels good. Designed by me. Try it, try. That's the way you want it. But you know, that ain't the way it always goes.
Block from Pedro show. There you have it, the final two sides. Side George, side Chief from Double Nickels on the Dime by the Minutemen.
Yeah.
Start off the second hour with, well, first I spieled the other titles because we ran out of time, but here we got side George, You Need the Glory. His solo song, he picked first. Yeah, if you ever wondered how we got the order of this thing, we drew straws and guys picked songs one at a time, you know, for their sides. We didn't know how to put 45 songs in order. So
probably hasn't been done too many times.
Ethan mixed it one night, though, Ethan James.
Wowee.
Yeah. And since we did it in two separate things and we wanted to be like Hooskers, we had to invent some concepts. So one of them was like Sammy Hagar can't drive 55, but we can. And the other one was each guy has a solo song like Umma Gumma, which was a Pink Floyd double album. And so I did one about Landlady's Note. Steve Boone said my words were too spacey. Steve Boone did one where he's playing acoustic guitar called Cohesion. And Georgie did one called You Need the Glory where he played oil cans and whistled. And he picked that one first. So I figured that people would pick the good songs and they would be at on the outside where the needle first goes. And then the chokers would go more by the label. And then the songs nobody picked went on the fourth side. So anyway, and then it'd be kind of, you'd get our personalities involved too. It wouldn't be like some big, you know, man behind the curtain meister making the choices. So anyway, St. George started off with You Need the Glory, then The Roar of the Masses Could Be Farts, Mr. Robot's Holy Orders, West Germany, Politics of Time, Themselves, Please Don't Be Gentle With Me, Nothing Indeed, No Exchange, There Ain't Shit on TV Tonight, This Ain't No Picnic, Spillage. And then Side Chafe, which was the side that nobody picked any of these tunes. Untitled Song for Latin America, Jesus and Tequila, June 16, Storm in My House, Martin's Story, Ain't Talking About Love, Dr. Wu, Little Man with the Gun in His Hand, The World According to Nouns, and finally Love Dance. So there you have it. And all the car sounds, you know, on D. Boone's side, that's him in his car arriving and then or starting up and then pulling away. And then my side was my, I think D. Boone had an Impala, late 60s. I had a 64 Volkswagen Bug. Georgie had a 69 Volkswagen bus. And Georgie's side had his. And then on the Chaff side, or Chafe, it's all three of ours, like kind of racing. That was Carducci's idea to have that stuff, the car sounds. I don't know why.
Bookend time.
But well, there you have it, the entire album, not the CD version, the vinyl version.
Greatest all the album ever.
Space and everything, just like if you were sitting there listening to it and some windbag talk about it in between the two albums. But in honor of my 55 birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Matt, we've been joined by
Kelly and Sarah are here. Yep.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
Sarah got one of the Mike Watt flannels, but can't wear it.
She can wear it.
Oh, I can wear it.
You can wear it?
Oh, yeah.
What were you just telling
I can't wear it.
Talia can't wear it.
Can't wear my shirt.
We got to organize another.
We need a woman's cut.
A woman's cut. Actually, they're out of a lot of the sizes. They got to redo.
But they didn't have the
like
ones.
These throbble heads. I brought one for Brother Matt. And Ty, I didn't even know you were going to be here, so she didn't tell me.
So if they're going to come back with a second edition of new sizes, or are they going to come back with the big size?
Extra, extra, right?
Yeah.
I asked him. I asked Pat. We had on the show last week. Pat O'Dell.
Okay.
Guy in Altamont Apparel. Great cat. And, I've gotten a lot of requests for that. You know, especially for the not as young people.
Yeah, yeah. Just
or, you know, I was in band with D. Boone, and so, I mean, we've never been anti-bigger man. So, yeah, we got to rectify that.
Yeah, really.
You were getting a lot of shit over that flannel. I don't understand why people got so angry over a flannel.
They want a cool flannel, but they want to pay third world sweatshop.
Oh, because it's made in China?
No, it is made in China.
Right, yeah.
But it's pretty good quality.
Yeah, it's really good
and,
quality.
And, you know, I sat there and designed, you know, to justify it. In fact, what I'm really trying to do is segue out of this and get to something I really dig, which is Brother Matt's spin site.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Flow rider, hope we entertain. Like I said, we the best. Best.
I don't want no cake on my birthday. I want my cake every day. Every day, every day, every day. I don't want no cake on my birthday. I want my cake every day.
In the last decades of the, or the first decade of the third millennium. It's general. In other words, what does that mean? Man becomes dirigible. We turn into airships. We become oblate spheroids. We what? What does it mean? Well, that's open to human definition through specific acts of creation. The levels of novelty or habit in any given moment will be fulfilled. But how they're fulfilled is a matter of human decision. An example which maybe makes this clearer is from statistics. For example, we know that in the next 12 months, between 8 and 11 people will jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. But who those people will be is surely not decided today. They have the right through experiences they meet along the way to either include or disinclude themselves in that group of victims. So in that same way, I think the future, the details are ours to fabricate. The great landscape over which the city of time will be built is given by natural law. And where we are in very near this attractor. How many people sometimes object to this and say, well, don't you think it's weird, a weird coincidence that we happen to be so near the attractor when presumably it could have been throughout time? Well, no, I don't think it's weird. I think the strangeness of our signifies the nearness of the attractor. The reason our world is so accelerated, the reason all effects are being smeared toward Omega, is because of the nearby presence of this cultural black hole, this singularity of technology and biological intent that is feeding backwards into time these apocalyptic images. And I, you know, would predict that between now and 2012, there will be ever more hysteria, prophecy, prediction, revelation, squirrely teachings, people bawling out their strange despair on every street corner, because in the collective unconscious of which each of us shares a part, the thing at the end of time is spinning like a club ornament, like a Christmas tree ball, like a bar ornament, and it's throwing off scintillations, which are distorted images of itself. The transcendental object at the end of time infects the history that precedes it with the images of its approaching unfoldment. This is what I mean when I say history is the shockwave of eschatology. The presence of history on this planet means that this thing is moving beneath the surface, this protean form that when it manifests, it will shed the institutions of history the way a butterfly sheds a chrysalis when it breaks out of its metamorphosis. But the period of latency, the period inside the shell for this metamorphosing super creature, is the 25,000 year season that we call human history. The fact that it's the same period of time as the precession of the equinoxes, I don't know, don't ask me. Fortune or coincidence.
Much, brother Matt.
Yeah, birthday special.
Was that the inspiration?
We got off with a little birthday action inspiration, yeah. And then slipped in a little McKenna, Terrence McKenna. He was all into this December 21st, 2012 deal, so we slipped a little bit of him in with some alien
stuff. He was investigating shaman stuff a lot.
Yeah, he liked his plant medicines.
Yeah. And talking about how that was connected to really old traditions.
Yeah, intelligence, that's how the monkeys ate some shrooms or something and broke out of their box and started thinking different thoughts. And
wow.
Yeah, all kinds of wild stuff.
So that's why the shaman connect.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the end of the second hour of the December 2012 edition of Wild for Pedro Show, B-Day edition. What? Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
December 20, 2012. It's the third hour of the Live from Pedro Show.
I wear the red shirt of Richard Grossman. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you fucking dig it? I walk with my penis. I talk with my shoes. I eat with my nose. I fuck with my teeth. I shit with my face. I chew with my ears. I ask for nothing. Thank you.
might well, and the first riff is kind of a tribute to an air that goes off somewhere else. Thank you.
Show, start off the third hour with Red Shirt by Spielgusher. Mr. Richard Meltzer, Mr. Shimmy, and Ms. Yuko, myself. I guess it'll be 1 year now because it came out last January. But, you know, when you got 63 tunes, it can last many plays. Then we heard Steve A by Steve. But Steve ain't a dude. It's the name of a band, and in fact, we have one of the band members here, Emerald.
Yes.
Hey. How's it?
Hi.
We've already said your name was a,
yeah.
What do you say about
that? Secret name.
It's not a secret. Yeah, I don't know why. This project is called Steve. It's just one of those names that got stuck in my head, and I couldn't forget about it, so I just decided to call this Steve with my friend, who is going by the name Reindeer. And since she doesn't want to use her real name, call herself Reindeer, I thought, well, I'll give myself
a
name.
That's her real name?
No, she has a real name, but she's calling herself Reindeer for this project because she doesn't want anyone to know who she is.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give myself a name, and so I named myself Emerald, even though that's not my name. Obviously.
You've had several band names. Or music names.
I love,
except so you don't have to say
your band. Give us some background on this.
What band? I have no genre. There is
no. What's the story behind this project? How did it get gabbed in?
It's just, you know, well, I don't know where it's going.
Where it come from?
It's just a friend and
it's not solo musica.
No, it's not solo musica. It's called Steve.
Yeah.
And it's with a friend, an artist friend of mine, and it's a collaboration of our free spirits expressing themselves, just making noise. And
who's on the flute?
That's Reindeer. Yeah. I love the flute.
And who's on bajo? You?
That's me, yeah. And
there's keyboard?
Yeah, it's my, the little drum machine sound in that song is actually the drum machine on my keyboard.
Yeah.
And it's just something silly, simple, and sweet. I love it. That's actually the first part to it's a three-part song, and that's the intro. And it's like a little mini opera called Steve.
So there's Steve B, Steve C.
Yeah,
okay.
Steve A, B, and C.
So we'll be waiting with bated breath for Steve B and C.
Yeah, maybe someday you'll hear the rest.
Can get it together. And then we heard, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Okay, swipe day. And then we heard Fetal Pig from a tune called Concerns. Fetal Pig is a band I played with in Des Moines, Iowa. They opened up for us. And they've been around a bunch of years, and I'm going to play some more, you know, from the tour because I've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of music from the bands I played with, so I'm trying to play stuff we played with.
Nice.
Me and Twan thought we had a band we wanted to call Little Baby Pig Fist.
Yeah.
Nice. I love Pig good
band names. Born, right?
No.
It's what you study in the school.
Yeah, I dissected one once.
Yeah, it's in a jar.
Miss Minnie's class.
Mm. Well, you know, you're going to be working with that stuff, it's good to know kind of what's inside of it.
Yeah.
I think I had to do Frog with Mr. Y-Rock.
Yeah, they got that dandelion looking thing in there.
Yeah, right. And then Breeding Fruit Flies. I remember that. Mr. Y-Rock. He was into pigeons.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. Then we heard some poetry. Mr. Chris Kroger out of Texas doing We Creep Eerie Under Weird Streams. And then Mr. Charlie Plymell, there in Cherry Valley, New York, with Street Signs in New Jersey. And now something I just got turned on to, a band called Black House, with a song called Ours. It's a drummer and three bass players.
Wow.
And then we heard a song called Double Nickels on the Dime. And I think these cats are from Connecticut or somewhere in New England. And they're called Groundhogs, but not the English one. You know, it's H A WGS, like they were from Georgia. And then we heard, oh man, no, I fucked up. This is songs that we're going to play.
Sneak preview. Teasing them.
Fuck it, I'm going to keep all these mistakes. Okay, look. This is part of getting 55. What a dumb fuck. God damn, huh?
What happens when you get
no, what we heard after Steve A by Steve was Mr. Shimmy doing In Your Hands. He's got a third volume of his solo guitar music. Then we heard Deerhoof doing We Do Parties. Deerhoof has the guitar I just did the Hand of Man band recording with John Dietrich. And then we heard Five, something live from Howie Reeve, who's the bass man for a Scottish band called Tatty Toes.
That's a great name.
Yeah. And then Bertram Turetsky doing Segovia. Segovia, of course, was a great Spanish guitar, mm-hmm, lots of mm-hmm. guitars. And Bertram Turetsky, incredible extended technique. A man so wild with exploring double bass, acoustic bass,
nice.
That he's had people conduct pieces, compose pieces for him.
Wow.
I got to play with him once and meet him. He was an incredible guy, sweet guy. Wild. No fuge. And then finally we heard Party Song by Basho from Hamburg.
But
I fucked up. So I kind of gave away some of the songs you're going to hear. So let's play them.
Thank you. Jam Woodstock. Fondue.
Yeah, baby.
Apocalypto. All I thought about was her soft lips. As soon as I got back in, started questioning my existence. Why I went away, felt like I owed. Quick as I returned, shit got old. And my neighborhood's vibe felt cold. Like my soul was reborn and my heart got told. But the high ain't worth the low. I don't know why there was the struggles to let go. You see my flicks on the side of these cliffs, but you won't see my wrist locked up in no bracelets. I'm just trying to be free with the wind. Just trying to be me, not them. It's been more than a couple years since I fucked the tricks, and now all my life is this. My wife and kids, I must admit the streets don't feel the same. No lies, I got too much to lose. I refuse. Man, I'm tired of fighting, can't lift this violent streak. Get those bands to get high, it's the last thing I need. Same excuses I use so dad can run the streets. Really need to act my age, cause now my kids are old enough to see. And that dude shouldn't exist no more. How could I be so passive now when I'm supposed to be so hardcore? I ask the Lord, please forgive me for what I've done. Turn my back on the matter, foul face walking, I never run.
That criminal mentality, sit here, plot brutality alone in my cell. Family rallied around me. I heard you fools, you try to clown me, but I always bounce back. You kept me mouth shut when I got out, and I respect you for that. I ride alone, I let all the drama go. I found peace, now it protects me, keeps me sane in my dome. On that karma communion, the past life was scheming. Bless my life, I'm daydreaming, and don't stop believing. Yeah. Now you clone me, I'm cutting in, it's the front of the line, you better show me. I live the lifestyle you dream about, the ish girls scream about. Fake friends, I weed at my haters, I just leave them out. Living my dreams, bluffing my schemes, past life with triple beans. Puff smoke and nicotine, slack bags to all the fiends. But I changed, guess you could say I grew up. All these fools, they talk tough and run away when I buzz. I'm talking rhymes, yeah, still I'm making that thriller. I'm at the crib, rubbing my toes on that soft chinchilla. Spend my life with my loved ones, hard times behind me. Got me thinking about my grandfather, always reminds me what a real man is. I'm taking care of my business. Since I'm in a good mood, I take you off of my hit list. On that karma chameleon, this past life was scheming. Bless my life, I'm daydreaming, and don't stop believing, people.
On the bouncy bump, strings hummed a manic mouse. Slithering like bionic baloney, blogged by part-time artists. Thus, Mr. Mouse mauled mellow and masterful a music from four sparkling speakers. His mouse parts abused, he ripped and he tripped, and then he slipped out of tune, as protons from birds are tight compositions loosed. But Mouse Man kept on ripping ridiculous mucilage, sticking in the ear holes as his music just used him. Squirted and poked, and snarfed all over the inside games, then drooled pastel a firelight and seeped a glorious noise. In whole symphonic release, oh yes, mice are to please. Their discordant harmony and melodic disease, infecting our forests and spaces between, so juicy and delicious, like sweet mouse parts or fishes, but plucked with water and played through sugar, such that underwater concertos slide like sex into us, over our quivering gray matter and lollygagging lizards. Some mice bound like tiny Mozarts, painting with living strings. They is rhyming, this in slices like ninja cartoons. Busting fat phrases like steamy words inside balloons. Shzzz, splath, and just a bit of zoinks. Mice building words into houses like a pig's undo oinks. Let's redo that again. Some mice bound like tiny Mozarts painting with living strings. They is rhyming this in slices like ninja cartoons, busting fat phrases like steamy words inside balloons. Splath and just a bit of zoinks. Mice building words into houses like a pig's into its oinks. But so sorry, all you inmates working on the one wild custody. Better break big that wide idea, sucker. Pump your eye pie all bloody with some fresh nude thing that nothing but haunted for the honey. And spend your ass into proto-developed haunts for your money. Boil out the big brain notions all dripping with gleam lotions to soothe spindly eyeballs spinning in back and forth motions. Then, ka-ching, come the coin, and kaboom go the bills, dogpiling against your accounts in mountainous hills. And some do go swit and splaff, while others still whine out tweeth and quaff, just like your best nut bust that your big brain spills. Just like your best nut bust that your big brain spills. Booyah.
I'll read you a poem from the street signs of New Jersey. If you've ever had the misfortune to go to New Jersey, which is in the USA, you will see signs on the road, the throughways even, of towns. And they won't make sense. There's something like, oh, cubs. I'm not a hooker. So I took all of these signs and made a little poem dedicated to a beat hip street cat named Ray. They're from the tongue of the Mahican and the Natticoke, the Native American Indians that used to inhabit those areas, New York, New Jersey. So it doesn't need a translation because we don't speak Indian. But these are the street signs you will see. I have gone to Manasquan, left at dawn from Matawan. Got to go past Hoptakong, or that away to Piscataway. Totowa or Hohokus. That you a hawking in Manahawkin, or talking broken in Hoboken? We hawking all the way to Wanakway and Susquehanna. Do you want to say caucus all around Munachi? Anyway.
every time you put two nickels together, you get double nickels.
anywhere and from any phone.
Mistakes were made, but there's from now on.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old friend Sonic Youth. And you know what? We just got back from the North Pole. And you know what we were doing up there, don't you? That's right. We saw him, all right, in all his little doors. Boy, did we get off on them. And we learned some wonderful things about him. We'd like to sing you all a little song. So why don't you, you know, move on up and come up close and we'll sing to you. Come on, closer, closer. Come on, I won't bite. Come on, right down by my shoes. Come on, move closer, that's it. Great. Okay, huddle all around, and we'll sing you a song. All right. You too, Johnny. Come on. Closer. All year long, he's busy making toys. All the little girls and little boys. He puts them in his sled and gives his whip a crack. On Donder, on Blitzen, but never on Smack. 'Cause Santa doesn't come at a door. Has he ever even tried it? Well, you know, the answer's no. So little kitties, here's my point. Just leave him cookies and save your time. The Santa Claus turns on it his own way, watching you and I turn on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, David Geffen.
Walk from Pizzo Show. Look, man, I haven't been drinking yet, even though it's my birthday. And I fucked up. That was total from diminished mental capacity. So I apologize. But what you just heard there, well, we started off with Arum from The Extract. And they're a... I think they're an Ontario band. Maybe Ottawa. No, maybe Montreal. That's Quebec, though. They're Canadian. And you said there's a great Canadian band called Tribe of Red?
Tribe Called Red.
Tribe Called Red.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, and then we heard Don't Stop Believing by Luc Van Duke and Jan Woodstock. And these are Peter guys.
Oh.
They gave me their songs. Yeah, it's got...
Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah, it's got the...
Yeah, Journey.
Yeah, it's got that in there. No, it's got the fucking dealio that the cat doing it. Mm. But that's a great creative piece there where they worked in a rap with it.
Oh.
Yeah, very proud of that. Pedro, go. Then we heard Fetal Pig with Concerns. And then Chris Kroeger, We Creep Under Weird... No, We Creep Eerie Under Weird Streams. Charlie Plymell, Street Signs of New Jersey. Hours by Black House. Double Nickels on the Dime from the Groundhogs. Backstep from Up Around the Sun. That's Tim Kerr's new band, just guitar and banjo. And then finally, because Exodus is coming up and probably won't have a show until after, we got something from Sonic Youth called Santa Doesn't Cop Out on Dope. And I want to thank Brother Ma'am. You should thank our guests for coming aboard here.
Is it over already?
We've been bagging some serious
work. Wow.
You missed the first part.
Yeah. Oh, that's
funny. And you weren't there for the first part. We played a lot Double Nickels on the Diamond in its entirety and all that since, my birthday and that record.
Well, thank you for inviting me to your birthday.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Happy birthday.
It's the only time I had to celebrate today. I've been so busy. Yeah. I came from Oakland, right? We already talked about it, so we don't want to wear people's fucking patience out with that.
Well, it's so
Alzheimer.
Have a great 55th
people
year.
Keep telling the same story over and over. That's one another beauty of that age brings. But only 55 more to go.
All right.
Look, Talia brought me something here.
Oh yeah.
It's a little box.
Yeah, it's really special.
And it's a box in a box.
It's a box made out of cinnamon.
Wow.
In Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Global. We're a global nation.
Whoa! I mean, somebody did a girly text.
Looked like a
somebody did a girly text on the leash.
I thought so.
It says, Feliz cumpleaños, hermano.
Oh.
Yeah, sweet. Got this.
And the...
This is beautiful. And the heart
is made in Haiti.
From a stone?
Yeah, and the proceeds go back to Haiti.
Oh, great. Yeah. Sean Penn was helping there, wasn't he?
In the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I will.
To be healing.
I need it on this rodilla.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Feel it?
Beautiful. It smells righteous. And Brother Matt, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy birthday.
Help me celebrate a thing like that. Very busy. Tomorrow, celebrated in Long Beach with my missing man and the... trying out them songs.
Yes, that's cool.
And then Strummerville benefits Saturday.
That's right.
And means a lot, this foundation that helps young bands. And I'm way into that. Young people getting into music and expressing themselves. Bring it, is what I say. So I have a very special B-Day. I think my ma has a chow for me.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing like ma's chow.
That's right. And, I want to thank everybody, for being a part of the show. And God, Brother Matt, and this may well be 12 years.
Wow, time flies.
So we've had 11 B-Days, 11 Xmases, all kinds of stuff. It does fly.
It's like 400 shows or so in that time?
It's getting in there. It's getting in there.
Wow,
Yeah, but we're going to keep them coming. It's been B-Day edition, December 20, 2012. Edition of Pedro Show, 5-5 on the dime. See, my mom said I was born like 4:20 or something in the morning.
4:20 is appropriate.
4:20. Oh, yeah. Everybody, keep your powder dry.